Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Hello, welcome to Know Your Constituency, a podcast map of the general election, taking you through all 43 constituencies. We'll be bringing you the information you need to know, the seats, the boundaries, the incumbents, the challengers, and the information you want to know, the infighting, the rivalries, the turf wars. I'm Cullum O'Mungoyne. I'm joined once again by RTÉ Radio's Barry Lenihan, and also with us is Sarah McGuinness, political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail. Hello to you both.
Hey, Colin.
Hi.
Now, thanks for being here again, and this time we're going to look at Kildare North. So, Barry, the seats and the seat holders, please.
Yes, this was a four-seat constituency, now up to five, so we're guaranteed one new TD in the Lilywhite County, at least. Standing their ground this time, we have Rhea de Cronin of Sinn Féin, James Lawless of Fianna Fáil, and Bernard Durkin of Fine Gael, while Catherine Murphy of the Social Democrats, currently a seat holder, but she is standing aside at this election.
All right, Sarah, what kind of a constituency are we looking at here in Kildare North?
It's kind of wide open, to be honest, with Catherine Murphy stepping down and then the extra seat being thrown in there. There was also a couple of significant boundary changes due to the fact that this is obviously, as anyone who lives in the area would know, quite a bulging part of the commuter belt. So lots of different needs, wants, asks of the politicians who are going to be elected. And it will basically see this is the second fastest growing constituency in the whole country. So the dynamic of it has completely changed since 2016 and to a degree since 2020. Residents who live in Dunroe, Carra, Ladytown and Two Mile House, as well as Killeshee, will be transferring from Kildare South into this constituency. So the voter base will be shifting, as will, I suppose, the type of people who are running in the constituency. So lots going on and a lot to be determined, I think, once the campaign starts.
And you mentioned expanding population, a lot of commuters there. So what are the kind of big issues in a constituency like this?
Well, commuting definitely tops the polls, which will, I suppose, be an advantage to for James Lawless, who is a Minister of State for the Department of Transport. So he'll have plenty to say that, you know, oh, look, these are all the bones that I've been throwing you over the past 2 years. The issue of childcare is also a big one, education, housing, and as well kind of urban regeneration, because it is just on the cusp of Dublin. But I suppose for people living there, it might not feel like it's getting all the supports that those who live in the capital do. So those will be kind of the big ticket items, I imagine, that voters will be looking at.
All right. And full disclosure, it is my home constituency, my constituency of birth. Now, it's as good a time as any, I suppose, to give our usual health warning that all of the discussion we're going to do about candidates here is based at the time of recording, and candidate nominations, as we speak, have not closed, but Barry will be updating us at a later date with the final list. So with that in mind, take us through what we know now, Barry, about who's running and what they're offering.
This has a wide open field. It's like a cross-country race at Punchestown, which is, of course, in this constituency with five seats down for decision. We also have the rumble of the roost. A lot of the candidates are based around Maynooth, so who emerges from that will be interesting. But let's start with someone who's a bit of the furniture around here in Kildare North, Bernard Durkin, going 80 in March. He is, by my tot, the oldest TD in the history of the state. He's just eclipsed Martin Corry, formerly of Fianna Fáil and Cork East, who was elected up until he was 79 as well. So Bernard Durkin, the oldest TD in the history of the state, the flag bearer for a three-pronged ticket for Fine Gael. Durkin there since 1982. He's joined on the ticket by Joe Neville and also by Evie Salmon, who's based in Naas. Look, there's no point in saying otherwise that Fine Gael strategists locally and nationally perhaps not impressed with a three-pronged ticket here. It doesn't maybe give the best opportunity to capitalise on any bounce of the party leader and gain two seats here in Kildare North. Durkin just hung on the last time. The party's vote rather supine in Kildare North at around 17.8. Fine Gael thinks it has the chance of getting two tickets.
They've had two before. Durkin has had Anthony Lawler in as a running mate before.
But ultimately, Fine Gael, some would put forward Evie Salmon as the most likely, but most people think, well, Bernard Durkin, he has been around so long, he knows his way around this constituency, that he could accrue one seat for the party here.
The Social Democrats, Catherine Murphy, Sarah, is not contesting the next election. we have a Social Democrat candidate and somebody in the form of Bill Clear, independent from the Social Democrat gene pool. So that's going to be quite the fight.
It will be interesting, yeah. So Councillor Aidan Farrelly is on the ticket for the Soc Dems this time. And he did like relatively well in the local elections. He got 1,300 votes. So he got in on the eighth count. And that's in comparison with Brendan Wise, who got in on the first count with 1,986 votes. So, you know, I'd say he has a fighting chance, but I also think that, you know, there's definitely been a shifting dynamic in there. You know, James Lawless came fourth. He kind of really got in by the skin of his teeth in the last general election, but he's kind of had a bit more prominence in the Dáil this government term. So he might be a bit more comfortable than on previous occasions. There's still a lot to play for, but yeah, in terms of Bill Clear, Barry might be able to speak to his chance.
He topped the poll in the Naas ward
in the local elections. Lost the selection convention for the Social Democrats, and maybe has a new party, one of the Social Democrats' first occasions of somebody, the party left me rather than I left the party. But Bill Clear, a very proficient vote getter in Naas, the Social Democrats' flag bearer to retain Catherine Murphy's seat, Aidan Farrelly. It's worth pointing out, and you know more about this column, it said to me he's based down in Prosperous, so he's not in even within the town of Clane itself, so he's not in a centre of population. And you know, looking at the local election results, one should think it's a slam dunk for the Social Democrats to retain Catherine Murphy's seat. But others might argue, given Farrelly's location and the presence of Bill Clear on the ticket, who's likely to take votes in Naas, that they may well make heavy weather of retaining Murphy's seat. She, of course, topped the poll at a canter with 19% of the vote the last time.
Yeah, and Bill Clear, as you say, looking for votes in the Naas and the Salins area. I bumped into him. He was saying that he had knocked on every possible door in the lead up to the local elections, but he'll be in competition with James Lawless to get those first preferences in precisely the same area of the constituency.
That's it. James Lawless having an office in Naas, he's from Salins, and perhaps if Clear had maybe left the party earlier, it was felt maybe he'd have a more of an independent swing behind him. As for Fianna Fáil here and James Lawless, Fianna Fáil taking 26% of the vote here the last time. They were well tipped to take two seats, but it all went oh so wrong amongst the Sinn Féin surge. Now, Lawless was expected to be joined on the ticket by Frank O'Rourke, who was elected here, perhaps against the grain for the party in 2016. He's from Selbridge, so it would have been a geographically well-balanced ticket. O'Rourke unlucky to lose out the last time. Fianna Fáil tried to twist Frank O'Rourke's arm to get back on the seat with James Lawless, party top brass confirming to me unofficially polls were carried out which showed O'Rourke doing well, but alas, O'Rourke decided not to put his name forward. That's problematic for Fianna Fáil here in their hunt for two seats. James Lawless is joined on the ticket by Nisha O'Carroll, a councillor, but he's based down in Maynooth, where there's quite the amount of candidates. O'Carroll first elected at 24 years of age in 2014, re-elected in 2019 and 2024, a formidable vote getter in his own right. But as I said, that rumble around the roost and near Maynooth University, with all those candidates scrapping it out, it's not ideal for Fianna Fáil perhaps to have O'Carroll rather than O'Rourke.
Vincent P. Martin is the Green Party candidate. Sarah, they would be hopeful of picking up something here. He did well in the local, or he has done well in the past in the local elections. He's obviously a senator here as well. What's he going to have to do?
You see, I think this is kind of emblematic of the whole predicament that's facing the Green Party as a whole right now, that they're going to have to, you know, the Green agenda isn't as high up on voters' priorities this time around as it was in 2020. So he's going to have to find a way. Really, it'll probably be childcare and
transport, probably the public transport
yeah,
options, yeah.
That he will kind of have to hang his hat on in terms of appealing to voters.
And Vincent P. Martin actually was the Green Party candidate with the highest number of first preferences in 2020 not to get elected. So he hit the crossbar the last time with a green wave behind
brother
him.
Brother of Catherine Martin.
Brother of Catherine Martin, brother-in-law of Francis Noel Duffy, don't forget that as well, another TD. But if he hit the crossbar on a good day, it's hard to see him getting anywhere near shooting on a middling to poor day for the Green Party.
He would have to stay ahead of Angela Feeney of the Labour Party. There was a Labour Labour Party seat here before. Emmett Stagg coming from the Leixlip Selbridge end of the constituency. If Labour wanted to make a comeback outside of Dublin, this would be one of the seats they'd be eyeing up. But it's a competitive field in the centre left.
That's, yeah, well, they have high hopes for Angela Feeney. She is put on a list of half a dozen or so where they think they can make a gain here. And even off 5 or 6% of the vote, she could get into the hunt. She was elected in 2019 and 2024 for Maynooth, but she has to deal with Bernard Durkin. She has to deal with Nisha of Carool. She has to deal with Sinn Féin's Raida Cronin as well, all eating out of the same geographic pie. Now, ultimately, in a constituency like this, commuter base, perhaps emphasis on geography, maybe not as much as other constituencies. So if the wind is blowing towards the Labour Party as the campaign goes, then perhaps Angela Feeney could rise into the seat. As I say, they do have high hopes behind her, but it is an awful, awful scrap for her as well.
And Sinn Féin, that Barry mentioned there, Raida Cronin, a sitting TD and their candidate, did well out of that 2020 Sinn Féin wave. They would have been disappointed, though, by the local election results in this particular constituency. Perhaps a tough battle for Sinn Féin here, Sarah.
Yeah, I think for definite as well. And like, obviously, it's a completely different constituency. But if you see how Patricia Ryan, for example, fared just
in neighbouring constituency, in
Kildare South. But also, I think with Sinn Féin now, I might be eating my words, but I'm kind of reluctant to compare Sinn Féin's local election results to how they might perform in the general election.
Wise choice, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just on that as well, Sinn Féin, she took 17% of the vote the last time. Obviously, not as prominent as some of their front bench members, but it's worth noting in the most recent opinion poll, Sinn Féin's still on 30% in the rest of Leinster. So it'd have to be a pretty bad day for Raida Cronin to slip down the rankings. I must declare an interest in Raida Cronin's candidature. In 2016, I was doing predictions for the Kildare North constituency outside Kavanagh's Pub and Nace with Philip Boucher Hayes, and I said that Raida Cronin wouldn't win a seat, and we put €20 on with her she wouldn't win a seat. And in fairness to her, in 2020, Raida Cronin came back with her sister when we were doing the same thing outside Kavanagh's Pub, and they both came with their €20 and apologised for disputing what we would term. So there we go. I'm not sure if she's willing to put a bet on with me again, but Raida Cronin, a surprise winner the last time, it must be said, but definitely in the hunt this time.
All right, we're going to get into crystal ball territory here. Call where you think the five seats are going to go.
If I were to call it now, I think that I would think Raida Cronin is in with a good shout. I would think Bill Clear is in with a good shout. I would more so kind of be leaning towards him than Aidan Farrelly, but that could be a mistake on my part. I would think Bernard Durkin should be pretty safe. James Lawless, and I think...
Four, yeah. What's the call the final one there? What do you think?
I think Councillor Evie Salmon will be definitely one to watch. You know, she was elected to Kildare County Council when she was 24. She will be an interesting one to watch.
Barry, give us your views on some of the others who are on the pitch at the time of asking. At this stage, we have Una O'Connor of Aintu, who's an ex-Garda, and Sean Gill, independent, and Avril Corcoran, who's with the Irish People, who didn't poll particularly well in the local elections. What chances would you give those further down the field, and how do you reckon the five seats are going to go? Health warning, of course.
Fianna Fáil have 1.6 quotas here on the redraw, which would give them two seats normally, but again, their second candidate is in the heavily populated candidate area of the constituency. Fine Gael, with their two candidates, Neville and Evie Salmon, perhaps would fancy their chances of two seats, but ultimately their equation is complicated by Bernard Durkin. And the more we talk up Evie Salmon and Joe Neville, the more Bernard Durkin will tell people that he is being written off even by his own party. So all in all, throw that into the cocktail. What do we think will happen? I think the Social Democrats will hold Catherine Murphy's seat. James Lawless will poll very, very well. Bernard Durkin, you can't beat longevity. There's three seats. Sinn Féin would have to fall dramatically for Raida Cronin Cronin to lose her seat, and then the final seat between the second Fine Gael candidate, the second Fianna Fáil candidate, and Angela Feeney of the Labour Party.
All right, we'll leave it there for this one. Barry, you'll be back, of course, for an update after nominations officially close. Our thanks to Cormac Burke for all his research. Dave Gibson was on sound, and our producer was Ciarán Dunne. Remember, you can tune into RT Radio 1 on Results Weekend for comprehensive coverage, and across RTE Television and, of course, all our digital platforms for full coverage of the 43 constituencies.
Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Now, we're back in the podcast studio. Barry Lennon's here again. And since we recorded our last conversation, we have got the date of the general election and nominations have indeed closed. So can you give us an update on where things now stand in Kildare North, Barry?
Well, things currently stand broadly where they stood at the time of recording that previous conversation column. In the final analysis, 16 candidates will be on the ballot paper on the 29th of November, and that includes a second Sinn Féin candidate, Caroline Hogan, who was added to the ticket a week into November. Now, she has worked at the constituency office of Réalda Cronin, Sinn Féin's lead candidate in this election, the outgoing TD, for several years. Now, Cronin seems assured of perhaps holding her seat, and she'll hope to fish votes around Clane, Prosperous, Naas and Selbridge, as well as Maynooth, where we had mentioned. Now, at the time of recording, Sinn Féin probably realistically not in the hunt for two seats here, but Sinn Féin sources argue not to rule anything out, even with a small improvement in the party's fortunes nationally in the final week and a good vote strategy, that perhaps anything could well happen. But in an overall sense, there still should be a seat here for the big three parties. The Sock Dems' Aidan Farrelly should hold Catherine Murphy's seat. He can afford to lose 4,000 of her votes and still get in. The party thinks its former councillor, now independent, Bill Clear's votes will come back to it upon his potential elimination, but local watchers say it might stay around Naas. And the final seat here, well, it's going to still be a bloodbath. The Fine Gael picture still unclear going into the final week of the campaign. Leakslip's Joe Neville is said to be running neck and neck with Bernard Durkin. Durkin's campaign is said to have strengthened as polling day has come closer. He's been around course and distance many a time, of course. So one will take a seat and the other will be in the hunt for the final seat, while the third candidate, Evie Salmon, she'll take votes around Cara and Two Mile House, but perhaps needs a lot to get close to contention. Fianna Fáil harbour strong hopes of being in the hunt for the last seat as well. Former TD Frank O'Rourke, he's been seen out with Minister James Lawless, who looks assured, but its second candidate here, Nisha O'Carroll, is said by the other parties to be running a strong campaign around Maynooth. Now, Labour's Angela Feeney, her ground game is said by some locally not to be overly strong or even as strong as anticipated. However, her prospects were given a shot in the arm by her showing at an education debate held by the Irish National Teachers Organisation when Education Minister Norma Foley described the teacher shortage crisis as an opportunity. But in the constituency of the Punchestown races, we could well have a finish here befitting of an excitable Gerry Hannan commentary. And you can find the full list of candidates in Kildare North and across the country within constituency profiles on the RTE News website at rte.ie/constituencies.
Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.